Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Europe, the European Union vote. Decidedly, the headline is the rising of the far right. And yet, I welcome Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's in London watching the European Union, which is not the UK. However, very close at hand is the economy of the European Union with the UK that have struggled these last years because of Ukraine, because of immigration, because of climate change. There are many drivers. The response in the European Union vote of some days past was populism, called in Europe, and this is tricky, far right. Joe, a very good evening to you. The headline again and again and again about the far right, but we need a translation. What does that mean to the European Union, far right? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hey, John, I mean, the short answer to that question is we're still finding out. Remember, we're having this conversation because the 27 countries that are in the European Union, all of their citizens voted a week and a half ago for 720 members of the European Parliament, which is the EU's big legislative body. And it was a big night for parties on the right side of the political spectrum. The center-right parties, you know, sort of the old Christian Democrats or the popular of Germany or the Popular Party of Spain had a very good night. But you also had a good night for insurgent parties that are a little further to the right. Parties like Marine Le Pen's National Rally in France, Giorgia Meloni's Brothers of Italy in Italy. And people are still trying to figure out what that means. And I think the parties on the right themselves don't know what it means. I think the only thing we can say for sure is that this means that voters want change of some sort, that they are unhappy with the way that they're being governed. But I'm not convinced that this result means that they want to turn to authoritarianism or that they want a return of fascism or that they want racism or any of this other parade of horribles that a lot of critics, especially in the media and mainstream politics, have been trotting out about this election result.
Two or three big policies that seem in question. One is immigration, migration, big policy. Another is defense, which can be seen as Ukraine, but really a reawakening of the industrial base for defense, given the threats from Russia. And three is net zero, green, climate change. Did any one of those issues come up more important than any other? And do the so-called far-right parties, do they have a uniform response to those policies?
The top issue, as far as I can tell, is immigration. And the backdrop here is that, especially since 2015, Europe has been grappling with an enormous influx of migrants, many of whom arrived illegally, who were kind of welcomed by then German Chancellor Angela Merkel in 2015 as the Syrian civil war was going on. And that flow has never really stopped. And I think that this is activating a bunch of discontents and unease on the part of European voters. They're concerned about the fiscal costs of dealing with so many impoverished migrants who are coming in. They're concerned about the basic law and order issue of having so many people show up illegally, and then there doesn't seem to be anything that governments are willing to do about it. They're concerned about some of the cultural factors that come with the fact that so many of the migrants are Muslim, and you know that creates various social tensions in the communities where they might end up living. This is particularly an issue in places like France and Netherlands, and to an extent Germany. And there's just a feeling that mainstream politics has been incapable of dealing with this. Mainstream politicians have not been able to figure out how to get the inflow to stop. They haven't been able to figure out what to do with the migrants once they arrive. They end up stuck in these camps in Italy and in Greece that are a humanitarian disaster. And so I think that people turn to parties of the right wanting to express their discontent with that. And to a lesser extent, it was also about climate issues and not being willing to pay high prices at the household level to deal with climate change, which explains why some of the biggest losers of these parliamentary elections were green parties of the left, where that is their issue. And the voters said, it's not our issue.
Joe, the left in retreat, or a fragmented retreat. That is also a story here. I understand it's more exciting to talk about who's going to govern. Is there a reason for that? You mentioned green technology, possibly an explanation, but is it because they weren't delivering, because they didn't offer a promise of an immediate better future? They were too utopian? Is there any explanation for the left in retreat?
Well, I think the green issue does have a lot to do with that. And the fact that parties on the left, whether it is the green parties themselves or a lot of the social democratic parties that used to be the mainstay of the center left in Europe, a lot of them have really embraced climate as an issue, partly because they're trying to appeal to younger urban, left-wing progressive voters where this is a big issue, and they've lost a lot of their traditional working class base as a result, because those working class voters are the ones who don't want to pay higher energy or gasoline bills for their cars, and their manufacturing jobs are at risk from these climate policies. But, immigration is also a big vulnerability for parties of the left because they very much don't have an answer for it. That same urban left-wing base that cares about climate issues also wants to welcome in the migrants and downplays a lot of the cultural issues or assimilation problems that might bring, thinks that people should be happy to bear the cost of this as a humanitarian obligation. And you have a lot of working class voters across Europe saying, again, hang on a sec, this is not what I signed up for when I agreed to the European Union. This isn't the kind of government I want in my own country. So I think that there is that element of tension between kind of this new urban constituency in America, it would be these coastal elites that we're always talking about, and what the traditional blue-collar voters expected from those parties on the left.
Now we come to the French election, which is really exciting because everybody's blaming Macron for everything. The June 30th is the first round. July 7th is the second round. Marine Le Pen presenting herself as a kinder, softer, gentler right wing, and the national rally presenting itself as we're trustworthy to govern. Is that going to be the conclusion if they win as big as they're boasting right now, that the right has arrived?
I think that's certainly how they're going to pitch it, and it might even have the virtue of being true in that case, because I think that a big part of the story that people are missing about the European Parliament election a couple weeks ago, and also about the rise of these new parties on the right in Europe in general, is that they might start out much further to the right and as kind of fringe elements that are kind of unsavory or downright troubling. But they only really start winning elections once they moderate. That's been the story in Italy with Giorgia Meloni, where when her Brothers of Italy party won the election a couple of years ago, everyone thought that Mussolini was making a comeback. That hasn't been true at all. She's really governing from the center because that's what she has to do in order to remain popular enough to have any prospect of winning elections in the future. And Marine Le Pen has figured that out and is offering a much more centrist vision, sometimes even a left-wing vision on some economic issues than she ever did before, because she's realized that's where the votes are. In the Netherlands, where right-wing firebrand Geert Wilders won a plurality in their national election last year, he really moderated a lot of his positions in order to be able to form a governing coalition. So I think that what a victory for Marine Le Pen and the National Rally in France would signal is that this transition has worked. They have moved to the center enough to appeal to those voters, and you might accuse them of cynicism or of hypocrisy, but this is what every other politician does. So the signal is that they are acting like normal politicians.
And Ms. van der Leyen is running for a second five-year term. She has the center. She has 400 votes, although I'm told that it's a little fragmentary right now. Would her retaining that post mean that the center held, or would it be just a what we're looking at here is individual countries will be the final determination about the right?
I think that this is a sign of how the adventure is going to continue for the next 5 years, and it'll take a while to understand what this election has been about. So what we're talking about is the presidency of the European Commission, which is the EU's bureaucratic apparatus, and that president is appointed to a five-year term and needs to be approved by all 27 national governments, but also by the newly elected parliament. And the current incumbent, Ursula von der Leyen, is running again. And it looks like she's going to get the support of the 27 heads of the EU member countries. But there is a question about what her support in the parliament will look like and what kinds of policy concessions some of these parties might require, especially on climate issues, in order to fall into line behind her. And I think this is going to be an early test of how responsive the EU will end up being. I think that it would probably be in the best interest of the EU to be pretty responsive to these electoral victories and for her to make some policy concessions on issues like climate, maybe see if they can reach a new agreement on some migration issues in order to show that the EU has heard the voice of the voters who elected these parties a week and a half ago. But that kind of wisdom is not necessarily a hallmark of the EU. And if they try to steamroll past the voters, that's going to set up a very conflictful 5 years ahead.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He writes political economics. We're going to go to London next. Life in London. Labor is poised, measuring the drapes. However, taxes. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Rouse.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.